And finally today, what if instead of seeing the universe as an explosion of light, we heard it? What would that sound like? Kimberly Arcand is a visualization scientist and emerging tech lead for NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory. She's part of NASA's Sonification Project. It's an effort to turn data collected from the outer reaches of the universe into sounds. The idea is to allow visually impaired people to experience the galaxy. But the result, a collection of 16 of these interpretations, is an album with a beauty all its own.
This piece is really exciting for me because this is a result of a black hole that we were looking back in like 2003. And a colleague had come out with this fantastic research work showing that it was emanating like the deepest sound in the universe. There's a very supermassive black hole at the center of this cluster of galaxies, and there's all of this hot gas surrounding it. And that black hole is kind of like burping out into that surrounding gas and stuff. And that's causing these pressure waves, which are sound waves. And with excellent math, you can figure out that it's essentially a B flat, about 57 octaves below middle C. This sonification, which is just a translation of data into sound, is taking that note that's out there in the universe that's too far away for us to hear and too deep, and we're taking it and resonifying it, so bringing it up into the octaves that humans can hear in, which I think was really pretty exciting. So the sonification project actually began because of the pandemic. You're separated from your community members, your colleagues. And for me, the idea of the Sonification Project was essentially a way to keep working with colleagues and community partners who are blind or low vision. And this was a way to sort of reach across the distances, I guess pun intended, but still the distances that had been created during the pandemic. X-ray light is not naturally perceivable to humans, right? We can't see them with human eyes. We can't experience them unless we do a process of translation. So most of my work has been about translating it into images. And I just realized after a few years of that, like, well, that's leaving out segments of the population. There's no reason to just prioritize sound when you're working with something that can't be naturally seen regardless. We have a scientific story that's being, you know, expressed through this data, through this captured light, through a number of different telescopes. And we have to translate that into something we can either see or something we can hear. The Galactic Center. It's one of my favorites because it's one of the first ones we did. It's like this very busy downtown hustle and bustle region of our galactic core. So much happening, and it makes for a beautiful image, but it is very dense and very busy. When you translate into sound, when you map all of that data into something you can hear, you're able to process it in your mind differently, right? You can pick up different pieces at different times, right? You have time. You have the gift of time in music that is a very different thing. The cool gas and dust, you hear it in those sort of waves through the piano and those very sort of fierce-looking structures that you're seeing in optical. You're hearing it as this very sort of plucky sound. And when all three pieces are being played together, you have these moments, these little solos, and then these beautiful harmonies. And it just makes you sort of sit back and look at your data differently. Like, what have I been missing? The Chandra Deep Field South was very special for me because that's sort of an image only a scientist could love in a way. Like the image itself, it's just speckles of paint on a black canvas. it doesn't get across that cool science where let's point a telescope at a patch of the sky for a really long time and see what comes up. And this X-ray telescope found a population of thousands of black holes. And you can hear the differences in the energies when you're listening to it. You can hear just sort of that glorious, like, population of black holes. This is not a me story. This is a we story. Like, this is just, you know, hundreds of people work on the satellites and the data processing and all of the people that are involved in these projects. It really is a labor of love. I think at the end of the day, I get to swim in this beautiful deep ocean of data, and I want everybody in that ocean with me. I don't want to be the only one swimming.
That was Kimberly Arcand, visualization scientist and emerging tech lead for NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory, taking us on a trip across the universe with the new album, Universal Harmonies. It will be available on CD, vinyl, and streaming platforms beginning March 10th.